All right. Thank you, Terry. Appreciate your time.
Thank you, Chris.
Absolutely. All right. Is this Nate?
Yes, it is.
All right, Nate. My name is Chris. I'm one of the directors here in the for the company Local Splash. So a couple things, right? I definitely want to be respectful of your time. I know time is money, and I definitely don't want to take too much of your time. But, you know, I definitely want to present something to you that can definitely help you get yourself on Google and then also program your listing. Now, I think you had trouble verifying yourself on Google before, right?
Yes, I did.
Okay. So, you know, with our company, that would not be an issue at all whatsoever. The number one thing I want to establish before we kind of get into pricing, I'll get that here in the next second or so, we're a Google partner. So if you're talking to someone that's going to do business on Google, it's always best to do business with a Google partner. So, you know, Google will call the big corporations, and then they have companies like us to help the small to medium-sized businesses, right? So if you did have issues getting yourself verified, there's a lot of reasons why. It's mostly due to the AI stuff. It's crazy, right? So that's they ask you for a lot of things to get verified on Google. But I just sent you a text message with our partnership badge, so I don't know if you got that. So with our company, we can definitely get you verified on Google. So not only get you verified and active, but also get you programmed so when anytime anyone's typing in the keywords, you're coming up as a top recommended option, right? So that's something that we can do for your business. Now, as far as, another question that I have for you is, do you have any other platforms? I see you have a website, but do you have anything else that's helping you get new clients online?
Yeah, I go through a couple of different platforms.
Okay.
New one is Angie's. Mm-hmm. There's Nextdoor. I'll do Yelp, okay. Google Ads, Facebook.
You said Google Ads?
Yeah, so it's weird. I do Google Ads. And
yeah.
I advertise
yep.
through Google, but I'm not verified by Google.
I know. I know. It's ridiculous, right? So the Google ad, you can actually have a Google ad without having I see that now. You can have a Google ad without having a Google business profile. But here's the thing, right? 95% of the time, we sell ads here as well. And I just sent you the text message, so you can verify the partnership. Did you get that by chance? It's a link.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So if you click on that, it'll take you directly to Google's website to verify our company's a partner with them. Anyhow, Google Ads is they're good, right? But here's the thing. I say about 95% of the time, people go to the local map section. People rarely go on the sponsored section unless they're outside of your service area. So being programmed in the local map section is the most profitable service you can have through Google. Unless you're doing like a pay-per-lead type of service, it's called Google Verified or Google Guaranteed, then that's a completely different service. But yeah, it's funny how you can have Google Ads and not have a Google business profile, right? So here's what we would do.
Yeah.
Number one is get you your Google business profile and program it, so that's fairly quickly. We actually get on the phone with you and a Google tech so we can get that going for you, okay? Number two, we would definitely run Facebook retargeting ads. So anytime someone looks for stuff on Google, they can find you on Facebook as well. It's pretty awesome. We also put you on Apple Maps. We also get you on the voice-activated searches like Amazon Alexa, Google Home, and then also Siri. And then we'll also put you on Bing, which is another search engine, right? All these different platforms are necessary for you to rank on that first page of Google, right? You're in the city, right? How do you pronounce it? Hertford? Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Hertford. There you go. But you're able to travel a little bit more for clients, right? So.
I normally do roughly about. I think I normally set it about 60 to 70, but we're about to.
Oh wow.
Launch
okay.
a new location in Greenville, that will be
wow.
between 60 and 70.
You're definitely getting busy. That's really good. That's awesome. Okay. Well, good for
yeah.
you. Good to hear. So for something like this, right, I can make this as affordable as possible. What we do is we charge a monthly rate. There's no hidden fees, no cost per click, per call, any of that. What I would recommend, this is just once again my recommendation, Nate, the Google Ads, well, let me ask you this. How have Google Ads been working for you? Is that, are you seeing good success with that?
Not, I mean, it's kind of hard to, I would say for the money on it, I'm not necessarily seeing. I mean, they're getting like a lot of impressions and stuff like that. And
mm-hmm.
They're showing that I'm reaching a lot of people, but it's not, I don't know. I get more referrals and phone mm-hmm. calls from Angie compared to everybody else.
Right, gotcha. And then,
so
you know,
and that's where my, what I'm thinking is my only fall on it is because I always try to be like, hey, if I'm a consumer, I'm going to go get something. Is, hey, I'm going to Google it and I want to see what kind of comes up. And that's how sometimes I will do my advertisement page. And it's been a pain with.
I know.
Google.
100%. No, trust me. I've been here for 7 years, and for the past year and a half to 2 years, that's been the ongoing story. But you know, 100%, we can help you with that. Not only getting you verified, but you know, success on the internet, Nate, is really doing business with the right company, right? So here's what I can do for you. All right, you have a website already. You have a lot of these platforms, which is really good. So I'm able to completely waive your setup fee. We usually have a setup fee to get things going. I can get you in and then ranking on that first page. You got companies like Sunshine Coastal Cleaning LLC or It's a Breeze Cleaning Services, Busy Living Cleaning LLC. That are ranking on the, I don't know if you heard of those guys in the area.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So that's where we would put your company there. We can definitely do it fairly quickly. And then the number one thing is getting your profile up and running and then getting it programmed. There's actually a company on there. It's called Crazy Clean LLC, and they're actually ranking on the first page with no reviews. So they're not going to last very long. But,
yeah,
if those guys can do it, then we can do it for you, you know?
Yeah.
So for something like this, you're looking at a flat rate of $299, and that's there's, once again, it's a flat rate. I would be willing to waive your setup fee. Once again, it includes that Google listing, the programming for the positive and negative keywords. So we keep you ranking on that first page as long as you're with us, right? And then obviously getting the keywords optimized. So anytime anyone's typing in, you know, commercial cleaning, are you doing commercial as well, right? Or just residential?
Yeah. No.
Like office? Okay, perfect. So if you're looking for offices, banks, if you're looking for, you know, rental properties like, you know, like Airbnbs, we can get you found for all those keywords or whatever's trending in your area. Then once again, we would also run Facebook retargeting ads. So when people look for stuff on Google and they log off of Google and go on Facebook, your company's going to populate right there when they're looking for that. And then we'll put you on all the other platforms that you're missing. Those are platforms that are necessary for you to rank on that first page. So for $299, it's about $10 a day to get your company on Google. It's, you know, 100% something that we can do for you. I know you haven't seen success with other companies, but the number one thing that I always tell my clients is, yeah, success on the internet is doing business with the right company. And when you're working with a Google partner, that's the best thing you can do, right? So, you know, at $299, is that something you want to give a shot, see how well it can work for you to get yourself on Google?
Is that $299 a month?
Yeah, it's a flat rate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's no car. Yeah, what I would recommend is, and I'm just gonna be a straight shooter with you, if you don't mind me being candid. Is that okay with you?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. My experience in the Google Analytics, when it comes to Google Ads, there's a 4% conversion. Could you believe that? So 4% conversion across all industries. So that's not very good, right? So Google leaned towards a service called Google Guaranteed. And that's like where the little blue check mark, and you see it's a white check mark with a blue. Okay. So that's a paper lead service. So that's something that you can, once you get your Google business profile established, you can really, you know, kind of submit an application for that. They do a background check and to make sure you have nothing crazy on your background, but, they also do make sure that you're licensed in insurance, depending on whatever is required in the area. But that is much more profitable than the Google Ads. The Google Ads, here's the thing. That's kind of the old method of kind of Google advertisement, right? The Google Verify, the paper lead is it's really where it's at. So I would definitely pause that. I mean, it's your company, right, Nate? But I just giving you some suggestions from the conversions that I see in the area. 4% for cleaning services in your area. So that's not that great. So I know you'll get much better results just by getting the programming on Google. And then once you get that, then you can always upgrade to the Google Verified down the road. And the Google Verified, I'll tell you exactly how much is per lead. Are you licensed and insured as well, or not quite yet?
No, we are. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay, perfect. So I'll give you, I'm going to the Google's back office right now, and I'll tell you exactly what a cost per lead in your area is, just so you can have an idea for future reference. But that's definitely the way to go as far as leads versus the pay-per-click, which you're doing now, right? So let me see, how much is it cleaning services? And okay, all right, I'll tell you exactly what it is right now. All right, and you mentioned you're doing both residential and commercial as well, right? Okay, good.
Yeah.
All right, cool. So for cleaning services in your area, you're looking anywhere from like $20 to $30 a lead. But these are qualified leads. And if it's not a qualified lead, then you can dispute that lead. So, you know, if you're doing good with like Home Advisor leads and the Google Guaranteed leads are that's where it's at, because you're backed up by Google and they're crediting you back any leads that are not legitimate, right? So that's something you can do down the line. But to get your Google Business Profile and get it ranking, that's where it's going to be at as far as, you know, the service we provide. And I know it's something that's definitely going to benefit your business. How long ago did you try to get your Google Profile submitted and verified? Been a little while?
Probably. Yeah, I think I did it like a week ago. Like,
okay.
Basically tried for it again. Like, I've literally done everything that
I know.
I've submitted in videos like 12 different times.
Oh, goodness gracious. I know, Nate.
It don't make sense.
I agree. We come across those accounts every single day. So with us, you know, once again, we're going to go into Google's back office, talk to one of their reps, and then make sure you get your listing verified. That's 100% sure. So I do got a couple things, right? Is this number, the 252-562-4683, is that the number that you want your clients to call you on? Like, is that the number you have listed? Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. On your website, by the way, I like your website. It's pretty just, I love it. It's clean. It's not cluttered. It's just perfect. You have an email here. It's Nate at Eastern Carolina Cleaning. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah. Okay. At Outlook. Oh, wow.
Yep.
I haven't seen an Outlook account in a very long time. I have Outlook as well. Wow. That's cool.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Outlook.
Okay. Cool.
I enjoy the Outlook. Wow.
I love it. Yeah. I do too. Yeah.
Google.
Yeah, I agree. I've had my Outlook for a long time. I actually have an SBC Global, and that's old school. So that's pretty cool to see. All right. And then, so I have a few questions for you. I see the businesses where you're located at. It's at 414 South Edenton Road. Is that correct?
Yeah,
or
Edenton Road Street.
Edenton, sorry. Okay, got it. Okay,
yeah.
So that's where the business – obviously, we're not going to showcase your business on Google because you're not a brick-and-mortar. You know, you're going to go and service the client, but that's the where the business is registered and located at, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah, okay. And the website that you have here, is that the website you wanted us to attach on your Google Business Profile, the website I'm looking at? Okay. All right, cool. We can do that. And then, so what hours of operation would you say that you want to list yourself on Google? Like, you know how they have the hours of operation?
It would be 24 hours.
Smart man. Love it. Okay, cool. I see
so
many companies.
A lot of times.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of times when we get in So mainly it's the commercial properties that get us, because they are open during the day.
Yes.
And we got to come in and clean at night. So normally
yes,
I just don't schedule anything. I only schedule half a day in the morning, and then I go home, relax, maybe sleep, and then I can work all night.
Yeah, that's a very smart thing, because I've been here for 7 years, and I talked to so many different cleaning businesses, and they put their hours from like, it's crazy, from like 9 or 10 to like 4. I'm like, do you understand people like have different schedules? Or, you know, they have commercial properties that they're working during the day and they want service at the night. It's like, you know, but anyhow, 24 hours is really good. So anything that comes to residential and commercial, anything else that you want us to list you as far as keywords on Google? I mean, I know you have residential and commercial, but anything specifically? I know you're doing like deep cleanings and stuff like that, but anything that you do, like window, maybe you do window cleaning, anything like that?
Yeah. So we do window cleaning. We do pretty much everything, exterior cleaning, pressure washing.
Oh, pressure washing, okay.
Yeah, basically once we started doing window stuff, and then we did siding, and then we're like, well, we might as well have it. And that's normally the side I normally take care of, is basically doing press washing our driveways. Also, we do carpet cleaning or cleaning.
Oh, okay, that's really good. So we'll put, okay, so both for both residential and commercial, right?
Yeah.
Okay, that's really good to know, because I want to list. So what we do is we have Google Analytics, so we'll be able to know how people are typing and searching for things that you do. So we'll get you found for, you know, not just residential but commercial, and then we're going to know exactly how people are typing in those keywords on Google, right? So we're not going to guess. We're going to know. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
And then you mentioned your licensed and insured. It's not necessary to be on Google, but you mentioned that already. Then – you mentioned you're able to travel about 75 miles for a client. Is that accurate, or did I mishear you?
Yeah, I would probably say about 75. I know I do it so where it will cover, like if you're doing a radius area, I'll set it up me as a middle, and then so where I can radius out to hit like Kitty Hawk, Nag's Head, and stuff like that, because that's where we get a lot of our cleaning side, carpet cleaning, and all that.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Not an issue. And then, so as far as you do have one. Okay. I try to look for the Facebook listing. You do have one here. Okay. Cool. Oh, you got videos on here. That's awesome.
Mhm.
Oh wow.
Yeah, yeah. It's good, but it definitely could use, at least in my opinion, use some work. But I ain't got. I normally let my wife take care of that. A lot of times we're busy, I'll say.
No, I get it. Running a business is definitely it's multitasking. So you're like wearing different hats. So the cool thing about Facebook is, once again, we're gonna run Facebook retargeting ads, and those are pretty scary. I don't know, like sometimes it feels like they're listening to what you're saying, or you know, which they are.
Yeah.
Like you know, like even the like the Amazon.
Oh yeah, with searching.
Alexa.
Yeah.
Yep. Everything.
A lot of times they're basically, especially they'll go off of the. Eventually, you agree to something, but it basically use your. At some point, you agree to it probably in the fine print, and then they'll end up using. The data mining, or have data mining pretty much as long as you have the app on your phone.
Yep.
So
agreed. Yep.
That's
pretty cool.
People don't realize it, but a lot of times, sometimes it's for the best at times, as long as it's done properly.
Exactly. And so, you know, basically it's gotten so good with AI, our retargeting ads. So for example, we're not just going to, you know, have an ad of people not looking for your services. You know, if someone were to be looking for, you know, cleaning services for whatever reason, and then they log off of Google or any other platform, then they log onto Facebook, then your ad will show up there. Does that make sense? So it's more targeted marketing versus just kind of like blast marketing where they're just sending a bunch of stuff to see what hits. So, all right, you know, that doesn't really work as good, but 100%. And then, so do you prefer getting contacted by email, a phone call, or text messages? Like, what do you prefer?
I would say by me, just text for it, because a lot of times is phone call. If I'm sometimes like I'm miss it, sometimes I might be on the phone.
Got it.
As well, too.
Okay, not a problem. And I see that.
Well, yeah,
that you
normally I take it all.
You take it all? Okay. Yeah, I got the, is that like a little, leaf? It kind of, I see it. That's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. You got the logo. Okay, cool. So we're going to put that logo on your Google Business profile as well, and all the other listings that we have, we'll create for you as well. So that way you kind of have that all over the internet. And then, so I know your first name is Nate. What is your last name, Nate?
It's going to be Kleinite, KLEINKNIGHT.
Okay, gotcha. Okay. So Kleinite. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Got it. All right. And then, so we do have to do what's called an onboarding call. This is with one of our techs. This is to get you on Google, right? We were going to have a call with one of our techs to get into Google's back office to get you verified. So that's the number one thing, because I know you've been struggling with that. It's been a pain in the rear end. But we'll look at the calendar to see what time is best for you, so you can have a quick phone call with one of the techs. And then once you get that part, then once you're verified, you're golden. You wouldn't have to do that again unless, you know, you open another location. So that's another thing. You said you're opening another location as well soon, right?
Yeah, I would probably say in the next probably in the next week or so.
Wow, man. Good for you. So. Business is good. Okay, that's great.
Yeah.
Great to hear. Okay. So that's awesome. So we'll look at the calendar, see what is the best time for onboarding, and then, you know, obviously we'll see what time works for you as well. You got to work with your schedule. We also send everything to you in writing to make sure that you have everything as far as, like, your invoices. And then one of the things I wanted to mention too, Nate, is that we have an app. So I don't know, do you have an iPhone or an Android?
Android.
You have an Android? Okay. So, and if you have an Android, if you go to the App Store, you can actually check out our app. And then once you download that app, you're going to be able to see everything that you're getting through Google, through Facebook, through all the platforms that we're going to build for you. Okay. So that's another cool feature. It's like a mini CRM to keep track of all the leads that you're getting through that as well. Okay. We could also connect your Google Ads for that as well, but I don't know if you want to still continue to pay for those Google Ads. I'm not quite sure if you're still going to thinking of doing that.
Yeah, it all depends. I mean,
right.
Yeah, it's kind of hit or miss. I mean, a lot of times it's all about the conversion rate on basically, hey, how much am I putting this ad into, and basically, like, how much of this money am I putting into the ad, and how much am I getting out of it? But
exactly.
It also comes down to where, like, even though they're basically, I'm showing up everywhere, is I have taken account for brand recognition.
Right.
As
right.
well. So, like, sometimes on Facebook where they're seeing it, they're probably not looking at the ad itself, but they might be seeing the actual company name, and they're more instinctively going to pick, like, something like mine if they see it. Before, be like, huh, this one looks familiar. I've heard of them before.
Yeah,
and then realistically, they just saw the ad. So, and that's where the brand recognition kind of comes into play. So I take all that into account.
Right. Okay, so. Perfect. Yeah. Okay, cool. I mean, you know, if you want to keep running the ads, you definitely can. It just, once again, it just depends on if you're getting a good return on investment. And that's one of the things that you'd be able to see how what's working for you. With this and your Google Business Profile, getting it optimized, you're coming up as a top recommended option. I know for a fact that you know, 90 to 95% of the searches start and stop on that first page, right? No matter what it is. You know, whether it's, they're looking for food, they're looking for mechanics, they're looking for a landscaper, right? Or cleaning services, you know, so you look at those. And one of the things we're also going to provide is we're going to send you a link as well so you can send over to your clients, so you can start accumulating reviews on Google. So that's one of the things that's definitely going to help you out, to keep better ranking on that first page, right? So, I'm pretty sure you'll be able to do that, right? Once you're done with the job, get your reviews on Google.
Yeah, I was actually looking at getting something similar to that, basically, so I can easily just, because Angie has something more, but it's just only reviews on Angie. But if I get reviews directly on Google, then I can actually link it over to Angie's review.
Yeah. So we can help you with that. We can actually help you even create a QR code if you like, at no additional cost. So basically when someone is leaving you a review on Google, it just, they could scan the QR code or you could send them a text message to leave you a review right then and there. And then we'll, you know, that way they post directly on Google, right? So that's a really good feature. So we'll help you with that as well. Okay, well, I got all these things, a lot of these notes already for our technicians for onboarding and programming and everything else. I'm looking at the calendar. We'll figure out what is the best time to really get you onboarded. Now, as far as securing the listing at the $299, what works best for you? Is it a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
So that's where and that's the best price you can do on it for that.
Yeah, so let me send you our original pricing. So here's what I did for you, okay? I want to show you exactly what I got for you today, okay? Give me 1 second. So I'm sending you this text message, and I'm sending you the package that I'm providing for you. It's called our Platinum Package. Give me 1 second. I'm going to send that to you right now. Okay, here we go. So let me know when you get this text message, and I'll give you a rundown on what I'm doing for you today. Okay, cool.
Yeah, give me a minute. I got to
Take your time, yeah. No worries.
Yeah, I'm trying to get prepped for tomorrow.
Okay.
So I got my gear in there, like, it's starting to get warm out. They're like, we need some water, Gatorade.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, all right, well, let me dust off the cooler.
Yeah, no, I agree. Oh, is that for your employees? Like, you buy water and Gatorade for them?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Man, you're such a good boss. That's awesome. Like, most people are like, buy your own, bring your own stuff. Like, you know.
So the way that I look at it, as far as numbers side, if I can spend a little bit of money and make it so then they're a little bit happier, they're more likely to stay with me.
Yes.
So then my turnover is less, so I save money on training.
Yes.
And also, if they're hydrated, taken care of, I'll actually get more productivity and more productivity, then also more work out of them. But a lot of people don't look at it in that way. Because at the end of the day, they're not going to go out and buy water or this, that. I'm like, no, drink up.
Yeah.
Drink as much as you need.
No, honestly, I just by listening to you and just the way that you're conducting yourself in business and everything else and how you're treating your employees, that's awesome. Not a lot of business owners think that way, but you're absolutely right. You're helping them out one way or another, and that's what the boss should. I mean, I don't want to say should do, but that's what people like about a boss. You know, they want to stick with you, work with you. If you, I mean, you take care of me, I scratch your back, you scratch my back, type deal. So that just goes to show that, you know, that's really good. I mean, as far as taking care of your people, that way, you know, they work harder, they're more productive, and you know, they'll stick around. Like you said, they're not going to get different other opportunities, right?
Yeah, exactly. And then by the time I got to pay someone to train up a new employee, is it about, for the most part, I'd probably break even.
Oh yeah.
If I had if I actually ran the numbers on it, but
yeah.
If not, I might make a little bit more.
No, I agree with that. That's good. You know, that's really good to hear. A lot of people don't think that way. They're just like, I don't know. I just feel like just they want it. You know, they just kind of want the work done, but they're just not like nice people. You know, so I would work for you.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. So
I'm looking at it now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
So if you open up that pricing page, if you go all the way towards the bottom, I'm giving you the platinum package for the cost of the essential. Yeah. So the platinum package is usually $599, and every package has a setup fee, right, for programming. So what I'm doing is I'm waiving your setup fee completely, and I'm getting you in at $299, but I'm including everything that goes here. So the reason I'm able to do that is you have a website. Why would I charge you for that? You already have a couple things already in place. So if I can make it as affordable for you and get it to you at a like the price of an entry level package, you know, why not save you that money? So that's definitely the best price we have. So it's about $10 a day if you look at it, which is not too bad. But this will get you on that first page, and once again, you're not there's no like year contracts. You know, we do ask for we need some time, right? We do ask you for a 3-month verbal agreement just to show you what we can do, but there's no long term contracts. You don't have to like sign your life away. But yeah, the platinum package is what the cost of the essential I'm getting you for free today. So you're getting the best deal right now.
Okay.
If you were to do other packages like down the road, then you know I can also save you on that for like the Google guaranteed. So once you get good success on Google, which I know you will, then you can always upgrade to the Google Verified. That I know for a fact is much better than like Angie Home Advisor. If you're doing well with them, which is good, you can definitely do well with the Google guaranteed. So that's something that you can always upgrade to in the near future.
Yeah. Yeah, that's where it's crazy with Angie. Dude. I was hesitant on it, but I was like, well, let me just try it. But, yeah, they end up sending it, and I was like, shoot, I'm going to work left and right off it. Like, and I've only done it for a week and a half. And I'm,
yeah, sometimes you got to take a risk, you know. Yeah,
and that's where I'm kind of doing now is, and on it. Yeah, my only – so, I guess more so two issues I would have is as far as in my advertisement budget is I wouldn't have the $299 basically to come. So, I'd have to figure out either basically expand, especially since it's upfront cost, is basically expand it or basically drop something else and then wait a couple of days. To get it where we can get that amount.
Gotcha. Okay.
On that.
Got it. Okay. So, what if I can do this, right? It's worth a shot. I don't do this often, but what if I can ask my supervisor, see if I can get you, it's called a legacy rate. Those are for businesses that have been in business for over 10 years. And that price point is $249. If I can ask, if I get an approval, great. If I don't, I mean, there's no harm done. Would that help you out to move forward at $249? That'll save you $50. I mean, it's worth a shot if you want me to ask.
Yeah. What? How long would that just be my rate?
Oh no.
Now or
no. No. If I can get that rate approved, that'll be every single month. So it'll be that today and then every single month after that. So, yeah, it would lock you in at that rate. It would never go up on you next month. So would that help?
Yeah, it would, but that's where I would,
I would still need, on that, I would still need a couple days. So, and that's me, I'm definitely interested in it. Everything's a product, but I gotta wait for, cause I don't wanna stretch myself too thin. Is that where I wanna look at, or basically wait for this one job that I'll be actually finishing up today, and then whenever that check comes in. And then that's where we'll sign, or be able to sign up for it. And then that will give me a little bit, room on it, especially it kind of do a little bit of research, because I try not to with stuff like this, especially, I mean, you got to understand a little bit. I've looked up the company a little bit on it, basically with the local splash when we've been talking is, on basically the website, certain reviews and other platforms, and then also there.
Mm-hmm.
So, because I mean, also, is that where when I looked at it more is I did the same thing with another company, and they told me all this, and I ended up just they're pushing on, and I ended up losing out on a couple hundred bucks,
What company was that? If you don't mind me asking.
I couldn't tell you off the top of my head. That was probably maybe, or 8 to 12 months ago, something like that.
Oh,
where
okay.
they ended up doing it. So, well, and that's where they gave all that, and then they were trying to bill me again, and I was like, why are you billing me again? You didn't do anything for me.
Right. Yeah. No, I hear you. Yeah. I mean, even if you were to type in on Google, you know, as Local Splash or Google Partner, you know, right now, if you were on your phone and you go onto Google's browser and type in, you know, as Local Splash or Google Partner will show up. We have over 1,000 reviews. I mean, as far as our credibility, it's there. I think we're at a 4.3 out of 5 stars. So, for being a business for 20 years, that's definitely not bad. So it's not like we're going to take, $249 and run to Mexico to start a new life. We don't do that.
Yeah.
So, you know, as far as the background and what we do and, even send you our credentials to Google, you know, Google's not going to partner up with just anybody, right? They, you know, they're a multi-billion dollar company that they're very specific on who they choose to partner up with. So they're not just going to select any company. But yeah, as far as the work that we do, you know, once again, it's, you know, it's something that we're able to do for you just because we have the experience doing it. You know, so we've been around for quite some time. I'm just trying to help you out as far as pricing, right? I'm not trying to ask you to dig deeper to your pockets or sign a year contract, any of that. The whole point is for you to see the results, see the success, and that's why we have an app too. So with the app, you're going to be able to see the success you're getting from this. It's not like we're going to wish you the best of luck and say, hey, you know, good luck. See what happens next, you know, next month, you'll be able to see what, everything's tracked for the most part. So, you'll be able to see your success that we're doing for you online. So, you know, the $249, you know, that's what we spent on a dinner for the most part. So, I mean, I don't think it's the money. I think it's probably the trust issue. Am I correct?
Yeah, well, not so as far as I just don't have the money initially now, but in a few days I'll have it. So I just, well, be honest, because is I just wife had a birthday, that's fresh meat then, and then also just bought a new van, so that gets me as well too. So because the way I do it now is pretty much to grow kind of faster. Is everything I almost get out of the business is, I pretty much reinvest it back in and try to take very little from it. So, and that's how we kind of have gotten to our level of success as far as growing. Cause I also do other work as well. But I would say if you could do this for me is, it would take a couple of days. I'm hoping that I get done with this job now, and then they'll send me over, be able to cut me a check, and hopefully not send me the check. But once I get, I would say probably on Friday,
Okay.
By the end of the day, Thursday or Friday, then I'll be able to get it. And then in the meantime, if you could look at getting me locked into that 250 price point, and then also give me a little bit to kind of look it over, and then we'll be able to get everything wrapped up, and that'll give me a little bit of look at it as well.
Gotcha.
So,
okay.
Also send me over your, I'm not sure if that's your direct phone that you text me on, but send me over your info. So I would hate to, you did all this work and then I call someone else for the sale.
I don't get paid commission. I get paid a month, which is great. I've been here for 7 years and I love my job. So I don't make commitments. Like, it, to me, it's if I get you at $599 or $299 or $249, if I can get that approved, I don't make – the whole point here, Nate, is I'm trying to help you out, brother. I'm not
– Yeah.
You see, at the end of the day, you got to see value in something like this, and you got to trust me. You know, if you don't trust me, then it's not going to be a partnership, right? It's like when you're getting married. If you don't trust your partner, why would you get married with your partner, right? So I try to do everything that's possible to try to help you. Financially, so you can give us an opportunity. But I'm not here to waste my time either. You know, I want to just be a straight shooter, and I don't want to waste your time either, Nate, because I know time is money, right? I definitely want to focus on companies and individuals that see value in something like this, and they're serious about marketing their business, right? Just want to be a straight shooter on that. So, you know, I'm going above and beyond for you, right?
So
I just wanted to throw it out there.
Yeah. So is your customer, or not customer, so your company is more based off of like a, they got fancy terms for it now, but like is it like CEO or something like that? Where basically
SEO.
You essentially control, SEO, that's what it is,
So we're an SEO company, that's partnered with Google. So what we do is we have a portfolio of Google's products like Google Ads, we do have, you know, Google Verified and Google Workspace. I mean, we have all of Google's products. And then we also help you rank on the first page as far as the keywords, right? Because Google will only contact the big corporations, right? They'll call Nike, Adidas, Samsung, Apple. They're spending millions of dollars on advertisement. So they're not going to call you to collect $249, right? That's just a fact. right? Just kind of put it out there, right? So
it makes
sense, right? Yeah.
It
so they
sense.
Have.
And then that's where, like, companies like you come in, and then you're like, we want these $249.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, at the end of the day, it's like, you know, to me, Nate, the way that I operate, it's like, if you see value in it, if you see that it's going to be a benefit to your business, and it's something that you've tried, you know, it seems like you had a bad experience, but at the end of the day, I'm not going to wear a black eye for another company. It's just, you know, there's different companies out there, but, you know, that's why I like to establish trust. So that's why I send all these credentials so you could look us up. I mean, we got nothing to hide. We have a brick and mortar where it's in front of a police station. So, you know, it's like, I'm not going to, once again, take your money and run to Mexico and start a new life. I'm trying to help you to make a decision that's going to help your business to get you a good return on investment, right? So it's a $249. If you divide it, it's like $8.63 a day. That's what we spend on coffee. That's what my wife spends on Starbucks every single morning, right? So, you know, the point here is trying to get your foot in the door with Google so you can see the programming and how well it can work for you, and then you'll be able to pretty much judge everything we're doing by looking at how we're performing, by looking at your dashboard in the app, right? So, you know, when it comes to trust, that's the number one thing. But I like to always set, you know, the expectations correctly, where it's like, hey, you're dealing with the right company. Yes, the biggest part of my job that makes it difficult is talking to business owners that are legitimate and us being a legitimate business and helping them out because they've been, you know, scammed or they had a bad experience with another company that has nothing to do with me, right, or our business. So that's the toughest part. So, you know, with me, I always like to set that trust and then, you know, obviously, you know, set the confidence so that we can work both together as a team, right? So that's the thing. And then also, you know, try to make it as affordable as possible. So once again, at the $249, that's like the bottom of the barrel, like helping you out. Does that make sense, Nate?
Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's where, one thing I looked at as well is going to be, because obviously you guys have these other packages, because I mean, they're, and that's where I'm more looking at basically the expanditure on it. We're having it so we're, I mean, because it would be nice as far as if I had the advertisement side of it, where I'm not worried about doing everything else as far as like the Facebook, Facebook visits, Google ads, or Bing. I think even, I didn't realize Yellow Pages was still around.
Yeah, but they are. Digitally.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I don't know if you can buy a phone book anymore, but.
No, those are old school. We used to use those as door stoppers, so.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, it used to be they used to, you would request, you probably still could probably request one, and then it'll, you should request it, and it'll just throw it and put it on your doorstep.
That's a good idea. I never thought about that. Yeah. I haven't seen one of those. Last time I'd seen one is when I was cleaning my garage when I bought a new home. But yeah, that's old school. Wow. Yeah, but yeah, I mean, there's so many digital places that we would be listing you on. Just all these different places are relevant for, you know, Google's algorithm for you to rank on the first page, right? So it's just to get you ranking, you know. And then also it's another good place for people to look you up and reach you if they're a fan of those directories, you know, they look for work or services there. So it's another avenue of getting you leads as well, right? So we're not going to put you on directories that people don't know. It's like we want to put you on the top directories that people index for the most part. So we're gonna be able to do that for you. I also sent you an email with a breakdown of everything we're including for you as well, Nate, at the Nate, the Outlook one. So yeah, you know, at the end of the day, you know, I just want to know when would I follow up with you, and if you even want me to follow up with you for something like this.
Yeah, I would say if you could is follow up on it, and then let's say probably on Friday would be a good time to follow up.
Gotcha. What time Friday works for you, Nate?
Yeah, let me. You said what time?
Yeah. So I could put you on the calendar. I got it.
Yeah,
I got it.
Give me one second. I'm getting my order.
Sure,
come on,
no
sorry. Worries. All right, sorry about that.
You're good, Nate.
Yeah, I stay busy. I don't know how to do it. I feel like
I hear you.
My wife calling me and was just like, calling me on the other phone and was wondering. Now, like, no, I just gotta meet you there. But no, so I would say for Friday, if we could do a follow-up call, let's say, trying to think. Let's say around 11 o'clock. That's all right.
Yeah, absolutely. So let me put you down on my calendar for 11. So I did send you my contact information and send you an email. What other piece of information would you know to make an educated decision on something like this? What do you need?
Honestly, not too much else on it.
Okay.
Just kind of really to think about. I try not, because I get sales calls all the time with this stuff, and I try not to make a decision right in that moment sometimes. But one thing that kind of opened up my eye a little bit was mainly the fact that you would actually call or set me up with a Google rep that will basically get the verification stuff going.
Yeah, we're gonna help you with that. That's the number one priority here. is getting you verified on Google. And then once you're active, you do the programming for your Google Business Profile. So then, you're coming up as the top recommended option. So, once again, success on the internet is doing business with the right company. Yeah, no, I was just saying, success on the internet is doing business with the right company. So that's,
And that's where, and that's where I had this whole conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Very similar. I mean, I get these phone calls all the time. And then a lot of times is I know my try to get something to basically stand out, like, hey, you guys aren't all talking the same. And then even the other person that I went in business with,
mm-hmm.
Like basically that I did get the Google verification, they did that whole spiel and all this and said, yeah, we'll get it taken care of. And then they even said, well, I'll get the Google verification thing done for you and everything like that. And I'm like, well, I didn't. So, but I'm willing to, since it's not necessarily contract based, that's where I'm willing to take the, once I get the money, think on it, get the money clear, I'm willing to take a shot to spend that.
No. Take the leap of faith.
Spend 250. spend the 250 and see if I get it. Get the verification.
Oh, you will. So, there's no doubt about that. You will.
I don't know why. Mm-hmm. So that's probably the most frustrating.
No, it is. I know.
I don't know how else. So, but Mike, the only other question I got before I got to get going, and then we can, and if I got any more questions, is I can, we can discuss it on Friday. But if I open up this other location, how would that work? Would I have to basically pay twice?
Yes, it's a different location, completely different. So everything's 10-mile radius for the, like as far as your immediate, like, you know, obviously we get you found outside of that, but like with Google, like the way that it works is like each location is within that, just that zip code, right? So if it's a different zip code, mm-hmm. then you would have to create another Google Business Profile for the new location.
Okay. Yeah, because that's why I would be interested. That's why I figured. But I was like, you don't hurt to ask a question.
Oh, absolutely.
Because that's where eventually when I do that and push that, get the ball rolling and start pushing that. Because to be honest, that's where Angie's kind of giving me good steps. So I would go and do them at the beginning. But then it will also give you time. Hey, if I'm starting to get calls basically from Google and seeing that good stats on that, then I would just do full.
Right.
So, and that's where essentially you get kind of get moved over. Also, I have another company that I do, which is landscaping.
Oh, cool.
And I just enjoy landscaping, but I did it for a long time, and actually now that's what I do for extra cash, and basically I take some money I get from that because you don't need much to start a landscaping, and then I take the money from that and reinvest it into the cleaning company.
Well, you gotta keep your options open. Absolutely, yeah,
because that's where what that is. That's why I'm like, well, let's get it spread out, and I just don't necessarily see a. I could see a future in the landscaping, but not a future as far as me working on it. So that's where I'm thinking about hiring people on. But I might actually switch and start promoting that company because now I just do word of mouth stuff because that's all I can know. I know my getting booked before I can even do it because I only do that maybe once or twice a week.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, however we can help you, you know, once again, we're a one-stop shop when it comes to marketing. So, you know, you're definitely being the right hand. So you said Friday, what, 11:30? Is that the time you said? Is that correct?
Yeah, 11:30 would be fine.
11:30. Okay, I'll call you, and then we'll, you know, I would need about 5-10 minutes of your time, set up a profile, and then we would do an onboarding call with one of our technicians. So that's just, it's.
Okay, and then we would do an onboarding call at that same time.
No, this is just for me to collect payment, and then I look at the calendar. We can't send an onboarding call. Like, you can't, you know, we have to pay for the service in order for me to set it up with the technician, right? So,
I just want to make sure how much of my time
I've
given up on.
Yeah, no. So for
that's
me,
where I only got a little bit of time on on Friday. But yeah, you mentioned basically 5 or 10 minutes for yours.
Yeah, and then for the onboarding, we could do it Monday if you like. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we will work with your schedule. Like we don't want to, you know, like so you let me know what time Monday would work, and then we'd schedule that onboarding call and go from there. So it's painless. I promise. Okay.
Yeah, right. I know, and that's where a lot of times is. I normally get a lot of phone calls, so it's always tough, which is good at the same time. It's like 50-50 when I do it is where I get the Google verification. So I'm curious if I'll still get those if I'm Google verification verified, if I'm already on there.
I think you should.
50-50.
Yeah, I mean, I can't, I don't know. We can't control those other companies, but as far as you're getting it done, yeah. I mean, if Google partners, they should know if you're verified or not. So I was immediately able to see that. Just entering your information into the Google's back office in analytics, I found out, like, no, Fibus is not verified through Google. So, but yeah, we'll be able to take care of that on Friday. So I'll call you at 11:30 and then, we'll go from there. Sound fair?
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Nate. Talk to you soon.
All right.